Welcome to the Raven's Cove. Your host, Raven, is a certified Reiki Grandmaster and Tarot Reader. With years of experience, she's here to help you along your journey. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. And don't forget, you can also reach her on her Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad you can be here with me today. So we're going to go ahead and do some readings today and see how our day goes. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Good morning. Yes, this is Camille calling you from Oregon.
Hi.
Hi. So I called last week with a concern about a renter, and I wondered if that person would submit payment on Friday. Okay, well, she did not. I've since given her some paperwork about another matter, and now I'm left wondering, will this renter, will she leave, vacate the apartment on her own accord?
Okay, I'm getting a no answer. To be honest, honey, I think she's going to be a royal pain. To get her to leave. You're probably going to have to go through legal channels to get her to leave.
Hmm. Okay.
I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but...
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like she's being very, very stubborn. You know, it's possible she doesn't have anywhere to go, and so she's trying to stay as long as she possibly can.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think you're going to have to go legal channels to get her to leave.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven. Are you there? Okay, well, if you're there, I can't hear you. Please call back, and hopefully I'll be able to answer your questions. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hey, Raven.
Hi.
My name is Ashila. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Not bad. I just have a question regarding my career.
Uh-huh.
Do you see any changes coming up?
Are you looking to start a new career or move up in the one that you're currently at?
I have... a part-time online business, and I'm open to grow or take another direction in addition to this. I'm just trying to figure out, I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm getting for you, dear, is that you need to not be afraid of change and growth, okay? You need to have a lot of faith in yourself. It's almost as though your faith in yourself, you're second-guessing yourself, if that makes sense, okay? You're wondering if this is what you really should be doing. And it's saying that you need to not be afraid of the change. You're basically being your own worst enemy when it comes to your own online business, okay? So you need to have more faith in yourself in order for it to grow. It's saying, the cards are telling me that if you want it to grow, that you can make it happen and it will be successful. Okay, but you need to stop with the self-doubting and really push forward with it.
Okay.
They are telling me, though, that if you make a transition to work for somebody else, you're going to feel cheated, like you gave up on yourself. So if you're hurting financially, I would say, based on the cards, I would get maybe a part-time job and put the rest of the energy, continue to put it towards your goal of making this successful.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
You too.
Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Yes. Hi, Raven. I have a question. I'm going to an event, I guess, the end of March, outdoor event, and I was wondering if, you know, I'm going to meet anybody, you know?
You're wondering if you're going to meet that special somebody.
Yeah, somebody that, yeah, you know, that I'm going to like, that's going to like me, you know?
Oh, let's see. And what is your name?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy, I do feel that you're going to meet somebody, but it's not going to be like romance right off the bat. What I'm getting the feeling of is that you're going to meet somebody, you guys are going to click, and it's going to be more of a friendship-based type thing. You guys are going to talk, hang out, have a lot of fun together. Maybe even get a little frisky here and there. However, the romantic part of that is not going to come until much later.
Okay. Oh, okay. Like, you know, like flirtation, you know, like flirting and stuff like that, you mean?
Exactly.
Not like dating. You're talking about, okay, yeah. Because what happened was I went to something the weekend. I liked this guy. But I was really attracted to him, but I was, you know, I didn't see him later on, and I was leaving at the time, and we didn't get numbers. The guy I'm talking about, do you ever see, am I ever going to run into him again?
I don't feel that you're going to run into him for a couple years, but eventually I do feel that you will run into him. So I wouldn't put your eggs in the basket with him.
But but when you're talking about him, was he busy? Did he have a girlfriend, or is it because I left early? Or was he just joking around? You know, was he just joking around, basically?
Oh, he wasn't joking around, honey, but he was committed to somebody else.
Oh, so it wasn't because I went home. It was because my other friend didn't see him around, so you're saying it wasn't me.
It had nothing to do with you, dear.
Oh, because I had to work. I worked like half the day, you know. So it wasn't because I was working, because my friend said he wasn't around. So you're saying he had somebody with him?
No, he didn't have somebody with him, but he had somebody, you know, basically at home.
Oh, so yeah, because he basically said, you know, if you're around, I'll see you. If you're around here, I'll see you. And I didn't, because I had to leave, and my other friend, a guy, he didn't see him around either. So you're saying even if I stayed longer, it wouldn't have happened because he was with somebody else?
Oh, it might have happened, but it wouldn't be what you wanted, dear. You would have ended up being the other woman on the side.
Oh, okay. But you're saying he wasn't looking for me when I it wasn't because I left or anything, you're saying?
Right. It's not because you left. It's because he had somebody at home. Had you still been there, you know, it might have blossomed into, you know, more than just flirtation, but you would have been, you know, the other woman.
Oh, okay. But you said I wouldn't run into him in a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't feel you're
but the other person you said in March, how is that going to be?
Oh, like I said, you're going to, you know, you guys are going to click. There's going to be a little flirtation. You know, you guys are going to have fun together. It's just not going to develop into a romantic relationship until later.
Oh, so which one of them, these guys, would you say was more interested in me?
The one that you're going to meet in the coming months.
Okay, yeah, that one. So this one was just, because you know what it's like when you kind of meet somebody and they're like kind of flirting with you and you're thinking, oh my God. So it's not like he was thinking, where is she? He was like, had somebody that he was hanging out with, you're saying, like if it's a girlfriend or something, he
Correct.
Had somebody he was with.
Correct.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, because I'm like thinking, should I just have handed him my number? You know, should I have just given my number first? Because I thought, so it wasn't mean that I didn't do anything wrong, you're saying.
No, you didn't, honey. He's the one that was doing stuff wrong, okay?
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying, Valentine's Day weekend, you're thinking, oh my God, you want to meet somebody, you know, and, you know, I just... You know, but the person you said that's coming up in March, do they live closer to me or they live further away?
I'm getting about 30 minutes away from you. It's not too far.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not too far. You know, I'm just, you know, I guess I'm lonely, you know, it's, you know.
Oh, I understand.
You know when
it's
you think,
coming, honey. Just...
You know, You know when you're thinking it's coulda, woulda, shoulda, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, did I do something? Did not, you know? So I'm saying, did because I told my boss that morning I would be working, and is it like I should have not worked or looked for him? But you know, I wanted to give him my number, but I didn't, you know, I didn't see him around and my friend didn't see him around to give it to him. So I'm thinking, did I do something wrong? So you're saying I didn't do anything wrong?
No, you didn't. And be happy you didn't give him your number. Nobody wants to be the second woman. Everybody wants to be the first and the only.
Yeah, so he did have somebody with him. So he did. Yeah, because... Yeah, I just, you know, you get mad about that because how do they do that? You know, when I saw him walking, or I didn't see him with anybody, but you're saying he had somebody there with him.
She wasn't physically there with him, but he has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So he does have somebody. Yeah. Okay. All right. At least I know. So, okay. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, I got to call you back. I'm right. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, everybody. So I know I haven't been on for a couple days, and I'm really sorry about that, family emergency and all. So I am back to my regular scheduled show every day. You know, today's a short one because, you know, everybody thought I disappeared on y'all, but I didn't. I'm here. So come join me tomorrow, and, you know, we will have a wonderful show and hopefully a whole hours full of wonderful readings. So I look forward to seeing you guys all tomorrow. Give me a call, chit chat. Oh, we have one more caller before we go. Hi, you're
Hi,
on with Raven. Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Raven. It's Wendy from California. Nice to talk to you, Raven.
Hi, Wendy. So what can I help you with today?
Well, my condition has remained the same, and my doctor had written a letter to my employer, which I gave to them earlier this month, basically stating I was off work unless they could accommodate me, and one of the accommodations was keyboarding no more than 50% of my shift, and my boss was really nice, and she said, well, that's not your job description, so we all agreed that I could be off through the 21st, but that's coming up really quick. So I contacted my doctor because my condition is the same, and I asked her if she could please extend it because I'm not improved. And she said, how did your employer react? And I told her. So is she going to end up extending me further because I'm still basically the same condition? I'm not able to keyboard for 8 hours.
Okay, I'm going to let you know that she hasn't decided, but what I would suggest is see if you can go part-time for a while. Because that will, you know, show initiative on your part. However, your doctor is, how do I say it? She's kind of bouncing back and forth on whether or not you're going to be able to eventually go back to work.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like,
well,
before she was
is-
very, very convinced that you could go back to work, but with your condition not improving, she's now kind of going, I don't know, you know?
And you know what supports me, Raven? She told me she wanted me to see a physical therapist. I did see her, and I looked at the notes. I received them, and she basically says I'm not improved, and that if she doesn't want to see me for a month, and if I'm still not improved, she's going to discontinue care, which I think might support me in my request. And I'm sure she'll look at those notes.
And see, I told you that, you know, that physical therapist is going to really help, you know, your doctor decide on what's going to happen. So, like I said, I'd suggest if you can go part-time, I'd see if she's willing to do that or if your employer is willing to do that. Because I know you really want to go back to work, but your doctor's on the fence on whether or not you're going to be able to right now.
Actually, I want to keep my job, but
I don't think it would be a good idea for me to
Go back until I'm well, because I'd probably have to leave work because I'm in too much pain.
Well, dear, I think you got a lot of decisions to make right now, and you're going to need your doctor to really help with that, because with your condition not improving and your doctor on the fence, if you want something, you're going to have to convince her. I mean, I don't have any answers for you because there's no answer to be had just yet.
Okay. So she's thinking about it.
Right.
You know, she had mentioned if physical therapy doesn't help, then she'd refer me to a physiatrist, which is like a physical therapist. They're a step above. So maybe she'll just say, well, maybe she'll extend me for another couple of weeks and have me see a physiatrist to see how I do.
That's possible. You know, like I said, unfortunately, without her making a decision, I really can't give you any answers. Like before, I could tell you because she had already made her decisions. I think after the physical therapist, it's kind of thrown a wrench in her plan on how to treat you. And so she's still trying to figure all that out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand that, you can't tell me an answer because she's on the fence about it. Maybe I should send her one more email. I don't know if she's looked at the physical therapist notes. You know, very briefly, say, I did visit the physical therapist and met with her for a long time, and although I wanted more frequent visits, she basically said come back in a month, and she commented that my condition had actually worsened from the last time she had seen me. Should I bother doing that, or is she going to look at those physical notes, the therapy notes anyway?
She's going to look at the therapy notes. The therapist doesn't want you to keep going if you're getting worse, honey, because it's not going to do you any good.
Right.
You know, she doesn't want you to get worse. They want you to get better.
Right.
So it's going to be a trial and error until they figure out what works for your body.
I know what would work, but it would be for her to extend my time off so that I can practice the exercises the physical therapist gave me, and I feel like I'm going to feel better maybe in one more month or at least a couple more weeks, but she is the captain of the ship.
Well, all you can do, honey, is send her an email, voice your concerns, voice your thoughts on the subject, and see where she lands. Give her something to think about.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I think you're wonderful, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you, dear, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, Raven. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, do you see or feel that I would find somebody who could do, I need some work done around my home, but I'm having a hard time finding somebody that's, you know, could do it for a reasonable price.
Isn't that a common problem everybody has these days? it's either they cost too much or they don't do the job right.
Right. Exactly.
I do feel that you're going to find somebody within the next week, maybe two. And I feel when they make the offer, you're going to feel it's a fair price.
Okay.
I'm getting a website, but I can't see the name of it. Oh man. It's a website designed to help homeowners find.
Oh, I know what you're thinking of. Yes.
Oh, but they usually have multiple, and I feel like there's going to be somebody that's willing to negotiate with you.
Okay.
I wish I could see the name of the darn site. I can see the site. I just can't. Oh. Okay. So, and that's frustrating me. Sorry.
Is this something like Angie's List or something like
that?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, I do feel someone is on their, you know, I feel like if you explain what needs to be done, explain the situation, that they'd be willing to negotiate the price a bit for you. I mean, it's not going to be exactly what you want to pay. It might be a little bit more, but you're going to feel that it's fair and it's not outrageous. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what I'm looking for, something that's fair. Because, you know, most of the people that's quoting these prices, it's like, are you crazy or do I have a sign on me saying I'm crazy? Because I'm not about to pay you this amount of money.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I
and
get it.
Do you also see, I applied for another position. It's in the clinic since the last time I spoke with you. And it's a few days a week.
And you want to know if you're going to receive that position?
Right. Because the other two that I spoke to you about were full-time positions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at another company. So this is another company.
Man, you're just applying all over the place, aren't you?
The reason why I'm doing that is I know I need to get some work done, and I need that money to get it done. I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so far as having to really, really work, no. But if I want these things done, I'm going to have to pull in some income.
Right. No, I feel like the one that you applied for within the clinic, I feel they're not going to offer that particular thing to you, but I feel they're going to come back with a different offer.
Oh. I don't know how that makes sense, but.
I don't either, dear. I just deliver the message.
Right, right.
You know, sometimes things just don't make sense to me, and I'm just like, okay, fine, I'm just going to spit it out then. I don't know if they're going to offer you. What's that?
Maybe instead of work, maybe they'll say, you know, we prefer that you work in the hospital versus the clinic.
It very well may be, because I feel like they're going to come back with another offer for you.
Okay. And that's, but then, what's the time frame on that you're getting?
I'd give it a week, maybe two, before they come back with another offer.
Okay. Yeah. And
oh,
that offer,
all
I
right.
should go ahead and take that.
I would.
Okay.
If I was you, I would.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Raven. I'll keep you posted. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, dear.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Whatever's coming in, financial or a long-term committed relationship with a family.
Okay. Can I get your name?
Sure. It's Rose Maria.
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to have a nice relationship that's committed, ends in with a wonderful family, or financial?
Right. Either one.
Okay. Okay, dear. So I have good news and I have bad news for you. Bad news is that it looks like you're going to have a relationship and that one is not going to end well. Okay. However, that's just a stepping stone. Okay. Here comes the good news, because the relationship that comes after this one is the one that is going to be a committed relationship that is going to last, and it's going to revolve around family and trust. So one more crappy relationship, dear, and you get your dream relationship.
Cool.
I know. Good news.
One.
Bad news. You know, hey, we got lessons that we each have to learn. And then we apply those to the next relationship. So what it's saying is that you have one more lesson to learn in order to move into a very committed, loving, happy relationship.
Yeah, my clock is ticking, if you know what I mean.
Well, hurry up with that relationship then. Just go find some guy, say, hey, we're in a relationship now, you know, and then end it in like 2 weeks or something. No, okay.
Cool. Appreciate
all right.
It.
And one of the biggest okay. things that they're saying that you need to learn, okay, in the next relationship is patience. And you need to be careful with your how's a nice way to put this? Your temper. Like, you get very upset when people misbehave, I guess you could say. So, you know, just keep those things in mind when going into a relationship. And, you know, who knows, if you can learn these things before you end up in a relationship, it just may skip the whole, you know, learn from this person in order to go to the next person.
Yeah, did that.
Okay.
Patience. Yep. Cool.
I know. Patience is not my thing. I lack that, and I'm not afraid to admit it. It kicks me in the butt sometimes, but hey, we all
yeah,
have lessons.
I know that feeling.
All
cool.
right, dear.
Appreciate it.
You yep. have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to book an in-depth reading with Raven, please visit www.ravensmysticreadings.com or on our Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. You can find both links on the main page of the Block Radio Talk Show page. Good morning. You're on with Raven. Good morning.
Hi. My name is Jay.
Hi, Jay. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about finances. I've been very patient, which is definitely a strong suit. It's been a while, and I need a better income.
Okay. Okay, the first thing I get right off the bat is that you need a change. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Almost as though you need to change a company or a profession. It's almost as though you're kind of stagnant at where you are now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to pull some cards, see if I can't get some clarity here. Okay, good thing is that I'm seeing good things headed your way, okay? It's saying that you need to stop doing a bunch of self-doubt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been thinking about changing professions or going back to school?
For a long time.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and do that, dear, because it's telling me that your due diligence is going to end up with, you know, financial rewards. You need to go with the curiosity that you have and go with those new ideas. So I would go back to school for a new profession if this was me.
Okay. Yeah,
and
48, I'm a little reluctant to go back to school, but okay.
I'm in my 40s too, honey. I get it. Nobody wants to go back to school.
Yeah.
Okay. This is causing you a lot of anxiety because what I get is anxiety and that you need to do some self-care for yourself. You know, and it's never too late to learn something new. You know, I'm getting that you can stay in the same profession, but if you go back to school that you could get more.
I don't even have a profession right now, so I have two degrees that I haven't never even been got a job for. I mean,
and why not put those degrees to
no
work?
No one would hire me. I never got hired, so
keep trying.
Useless. It's 20 years too late for all that, for those degrees.
Never too late.
Oh,
never, never, never.
Yeah. There's already the age cutoff is already there. So, yeah.
Oh, well. Damn age. It's just a number. Yeah, dear. I'm seeing that if you really want to change the financial situation, you're going to have to go and get a certification in another field. Because I'm getting transitioned.
I've been asking for signs since July, and like nothing. It's like stagnant is like an understatement.
So you have no idea
coming my way.
You're at the point where you don't even know which way to turn.
Exactly. I'm at the point where it's fucking start selling everything you've got because that's it. That's where I'm at.
Okay, well, your situation is going to take more than I have time on this radio show. So what I want you to do is go click my little Facebook link, send me a message, and I will help you try to figure all of this out, because it's going to take me longer than 2 minutes for us to figure out which way you should go, and I would like to help you do that.
Right on.
Okay? Great.
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, dear. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, Raven. I wanted to see, I guess you need a question, right?
It would be helpful.
You know, do you see me moving? You see me moving out where I'm living now, or you see me staying where I'm staying? Or?
Well, for the moment, I should not say for the moment, but for the next like month or so, I do see you staying where you are, but I feel that you really want to move. You want to almost like discover something new in a way. So you know, I'm going to be honest. I feel like a decision. You have not made a decision on whether or not you really, really want to move. Moving, I feel, would be a good idea for you. I feel that you might be happier if you move. I feel that there'd be less anxiety and stress if you moved.
Do you see me moving into an apartment by myself, or like renting a room, or moving in with a girl?
I don't see an apartment. It feels more like you're going to rent a room somewhere, but it's a very relaxing feeling. And the other people that live there, you know, they're not up in your face type of people. They're very laid back. And I feel that it's a room in a house. With a yard, let's see, it's a fenced yard. And on the other side of the fence, I see trees. It kind of has a long driveway. So I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but that's what I'm seeing at the moment. As far as a lady goes, I feel eventually you're leaning more towards moving in, but it's not a right away type thing.
All right. I rented a room somewhere before, and I don't think I'm going to go back there. You see me renting out a room where I was before. It was a pretty big house.
Still see you renting a room, but it's... You know, but things can change. If you truly didn't decide that you don't want to rent a room, honey, things can change at the drop of a hat. But as of right now, that is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
The nice thing about willpower is we can change what direction we're going in, and you know, unfortunately, I can only see what is put in front of us with the decisions that have been made so far.
Mm-hmm.
So as of right now, I see you getting a room, but, you know, things can change at the drop of a hat. So. But this place.
Is it okay to ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
You know, I'm working. I just got back to work. I've been off on a medical leave, and I got back to work a couple weeks ago, and I'm kind of looking for another job, but that pays more. I had they said they had like 3 applications out for this one thing, but I was one of the 3 candidates, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so you were one of the 3 candidates for this new position that'll pay more, and you want to know if you're going to get it?
Yeah, they said that they'd pay for a top secret clearance, so I don't know, that takes some while, but, and then I had another job as a park ranger one, and that's, I don't know if that one might come through, but,
I think you're going to have a decision to make, dear, because I'm getting a yes on both. So, however, the park ranger one I feel is going to come a little bit later than the other. So you're going to have to decide which one you want more.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think you're going to have more fun, you know, and feel more fulfilled and relaxed with the park ranger job than you would with the other. But,
yeah,
you know, it's all a, you know, do I want more money or do I want more of a, you know, fulfilled, happy life, less stress? So,
They're paying like over $20 an hour for that one, but it's through a temporary agency, and I guess the medical insurance costs a lot. And, you know, seeing how it's with a temp agency, it's not as good as going to be like working for the city or the county or something, which is the park ranger one.
Right.
Maybe
well,
for more benefit.
The park ranger one, I think I feel that that's going to turn from, you know, temporary to full, you know, they're going to ask you to stay on. So I wouldn't really worry about that too much. But you have to go with what your needs are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my health in a better situation now since I've been off on a medical leave. I had colon cancer and I had surgery, and they said it went to my lymph nodes. So they wanted me to do more chemotherapy treatments, and I just did one. And, you know, I said, well, like, I don't want any more of this chemo. It's crazy. It's Agent Orange, you know, I don't want to kill myself with this stuff. Kills more people than cancer does, so I think, you know, but you know, I just kind of want to get my health in, you know, in a better situation.
Right.
So I'm trying to, you know, exercise and eat right, have a lot of vitamins and that kind of thing.
Less stress is what you need, dear.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, the park ranger might be a better one where I might feel a lot. It might be really fun compared to the other one, might not be, because it's at a military base. It's like a military base, so that might not be fun at all.
Oh, that's going to be high stress, and I feel that you need less stress. And I really do feel that you'd be much happier with the park ranger job.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much, Raven.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, one last call for today, you guys. Hi, you're on with Raven.
Hello, Raven. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania. I wanted to ask you, do you see mutual loving relationship coming in anytime soon for me?
What do you mean by anytime soon, dear?
Or not anytime soon, just, you know, 2020.
Early next year is when you're going to meet the right person, okay?
Okay.
The person that really, they completely understand you. When you meet this person, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it all the way down to your bones. You're just going to know that you guys were meant to be together and you guys just click. And it's not like, how do I put it? It's going to be like you met your best friend, you know, and you guys have known each other your whole life type of thing. I do feel that before that you're going to have a couple relationships, but they're not going to last. You know, they just don't understand you completely. So that's going to cause some issues down the road. But yeah, I do see you falling in love, honey, but it's just not till the, you know, the beginning of next year.
Oh, okay. The couple that you see coming in, you know, coming in is it anyone that I know, or?
One of them is, and the other one, I don't feel that you've met them yet, because that's not till later in the year. You do have one male friend that has a really big crush on you, though, dear. You know, you have that one friend that, you know, he just kind of does everything. He just kind of shows up when you need him, and he's got a big crush on you. But I don't see them lasting.
But do you see me not being attracted to him?
What's that?
This person that has do you see me not being attracted to him?
No, I think you're attracted to him. Your personalities, you know, when you get down all the way to the core for a, you know, a very committed, long-lasting relationship, there's a conflict between you two that just, you know, doesn't allow the whole committed living in the same place type of relationship. You know, as friends, he's great, but, you know, because you don't have to deal with the quirks all the time. You know, but it's not like big things either. It's not like cheating. It feels like annoyances that just get in the way of anything becoming, you know, serious.
Oh, and this person has a really big crush on me now.
I do feel that he has a big crush on you now.
Okay, but we're just not going to, okay, are you saying that we are going to, you know, hook up together, but it's, something's just not going to make it?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
so I think I might.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a relationship. It's just not going to be, like, long-term. Do you see what I'm saying? Because those little annoyances, they get to the point where they're just too much. And it's not like you guys end badly. It feels more like you guys just decide you guys were better off as friends.
Oh, okay. Do you mind if I ask you, you know his name?
Oh, I am horrible with names, dear. Because
there's this friend that I have. His name is Mike, but he has 5 cats, and I'm definitely allergic to cats, and we could never live together. I was just wondering if it was him, and we have, there's a crush there, but I don't know, something's blocking him.
Does he go by any chance? Does he go? Do people sometimes call him Mikey?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be the one, dear. I was missing the M. I kept getting Ikey, and I'm like, what the hell's an Ikey? So yeah, that would be him. I feel that he'd actually be, you know, it's, yeah, honey, he's got a big crush. I do think you guys are going to end up in a relationship, but it's just not going to be like the long term because of those little nitpicky annoyances. Okay. I do think you're going to be happy. I do think you're going to enjoy it. But I think at the end of the day, you guys are going to decide you guys are better off as just friends.
Yeah, because we talk to each other every day, but we never even, like, you know, go out or anything, you know. And I was kind of waiting for that. So maybe it'll happen soon and I'll enjoy the time that we have, but hopefully we'll still be friends.
Yeah, I do feel that you guys will still be friends in the end. When it ends, you guys will remain friends. You know, some people we try to have relationships with and we just find that we're better off, you know, having them in our lives as friends than as lovers. So, and that's perfectly fine because we still need those people in our life.
Okay, do you see when that's happening?
I feel that it's going to happen over the summer.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. That is our show. If you'd like to book an in-depth reading with Raven, please visit www.ravensmysticreadings.com or on our Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Reading. Again, I'd like to thank you for allowing me into your lives to give you guidance today, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.